That was a great job of the guys today responding to Coach Zimmer's message. And we wanted to put San Fran in the pass and come out here and start fast today, and we did that today. And guys did a great job. Defense did a great job giving us a short field, and we got out to an early lead.
Teddy, you said you were last week you were alive, you were too excited for the game and everything. What was the feeling like starting this game?
That was a great feeling. And, you know, we were prepared coming into this game. We spent a lot of time, you know, just getting ready for this game. We knew how important this game was, our first divisional game against a playoff team from last year. And it was against a team that knows us well. So we spent a lot of time just preparing for those guys. And today just did a great job coming out and executing.
But did you feel more, like, calmer, more composed?
Definitely. And, you know, like I said, we spent a lot of time just focusing on Detroit and focusing on ourselves, you know, getting back to what we do well and show today.
Last week kind of marked the first time that Zimmer really had criticized your play. Did you kind of take that to heart, or did that, I don't know, fire you up in any manner, you know, just him being critical of your play?
Definitely. And, you know, I love it that, you know, Coach Zimmer's tough on me. He's tough on all the guys. And, you know, it just shows that he cares about us. He wants us to give our all and, you know, play at our best every week. And last week, you know, we kind of didn't execute the way we were supposed to. But this week, like I said, we did a great job of putting last week in the past and coming out and starting fast today.
Hey, you're probably hearing people say you're maturing, you have poise in the pocket. But we're talking to Adrian about that play where he missed the block and then you had to kind of freelance a little bit and get it out to him. That was more instinctual. Do you feel like you're playing more instinctual and confident that way when things like that happen?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm just trying to, you know, play the game as it comes, you know, not trying to overthink things and just react. And, you know, it's been allowing me to just play faster. And today, like you said, that was an occasion where, you know, Adrian just appeared in my vision. And instead of taking the sack, I figured I could flick the ball to Adrian and he would make a play, and he ended up making a big run for us.
Lions have a different defensive line this year. How do you believe you matched up on the line with them this year?
I think we did a great job today. And, you know, we spent a lot of time, the quarterback spent a lot of time with the offensive line this week, you know, breaking down different looks for Detroit. And we were all sound and prepared for this game.
Things just feel more in sync with a second week with AP and behind you.
You know, the season is still early. You know, each week, this is a week-to-week league. And, you know, each week you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And, you know, we want to be on the upside. You know, we want to try to get better each and every week. And I think we did a good job of that today. You know, we're continuing to develop chemistry, you know, as an offensive unit. You know, we're still battling some injuries and things like that. And it's only our second game having Adrian back. So, you know, we're excited. He was able to, you know, eclipse 100 yards today. And we ran the ball well today, protected well, and just had a good performance offensively. The confidence. And I'll continue to say, we spent a lot of time just focusing on Detroit. We knew that, you know, they're a different team this year. You know, different faces, but scheme was still the same. So we knew last year we struggled a little with protections and things like that. So we just wanted to come into this game and just focus on, you know, converting third downs, protecting the quarterback, you know, just executing on offense. And we did a good job of that today.
Regarding did it ever cross your mind about how much Detroit was able to get after you last year?
Not at all. You know, I try to put games like those in the past. And today, you know, my hat goes off to, you know, the guys. They performed well today. Defense gave us a short field all day. Special teams did a great job. So it was a good team win.
Regarding some of your running plays, are you an underrated runner, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I still have some running ability. But I try not to be in those positions, but, you know, it's good to have it, you know, in your bag of tools. And I just had to use my legs a little today. And, you know, maybe throughout the course of the year I have to run a little more, but hopefully just hand the ball to 28 and, you know, he makes plays for us.
How about your touchdown? Can you talk about your touchdown?
Can you repeat that?
The touchdown run you had.
Touchdown? I scored a touchdown today?
Yeah.
I don't remember my touchdown today. No, but it was just one of those plays where, you know, it was open. Open lane for me to just run. Took advantage of it. You know, it was like a walk in the park.
How much does that throw the defense off when you do use the legs a little bit?
I think it changes the rush lanes for defenses. You know, instead of, you know, being able to just rush me rush the passer whenever taking a straight drop. You know, if I'm rolling out in the pocket or, you know, throwing on the run, different things change their rushing lanes. And, you know, it kind of throws the defense off a little. And also, you know, the offensive line do a great job of picking up different stunts and things like that.
That play in the Jarius Wright sweeper on the side, did you see a tendency for the defense to really hone in on Adrian as much as you guys were feeding the ball? And just from your perspective, what kind of impact did you see play action-wise and things like that of them trying to limit him and that opening up things up?
Yeah, you know, Adrian started hot. So if I'm a defender, you know, I'm trying to stop Adrian also. So, you know, once I handed the ball off to Adrian, you know, the defense pursued to Adrian, and, you know, he flicked the ball at Jarius, and Jarius just made a play.
And you get Zach Lyon, who gets his first ever NFL touchdown. I mean, what can they do for confidence for a guy when you can spread the wealth and get someone like that in there?
It's very good to see Zach get in the end zone, and I was more excited for him than he was probably. You know, I wish I could have ran and spiked the ball for him. And his excitement showed once he spiked the ball. The ball went about 20 feet in the air. But, you know, I'm happy for Zach. He's a guy who works extremely hard, and, you know, he's always positive, you know. Whether he's taking 2 reps in practice or 20 reps in practice, you know, he's a guy who's always positive. And those are the type of guys we love to have on this team.
Earlier in the game, you had the running play for the first down where you dove head first, where last week you slid and almost didn't get the first. Is that just learning from the previous week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I just told myself I won't make the same mistake twice. You know, last week, it could have costed us. But this week I knew that, hey, the first down's right there. Just dive head first and don't give them anything to judge. So that's what I tried to do today.
You took a pretty solid shot, it looked like. Does that ever cross your mind if you go head first, you're going to get hit hard?
No, not at all. try to bounce right back up. I tell myself no hit is too hard for me. So, you know, our strength conditioning staff do a great job of preparing my body, you know, to have to take a hit if I have to. So it's one of those situations where, you know, it was a must-have it, and try to get the first down.
Teddy, a lot of differences on third down conversions today. You guys just seem more poised and focused on that. I know that that was something that you guys wanted to work on, but you saw the difference. Was it more so because of the communication up front with the online, or what do you attribute that to?
I think, you know, our coaching staff did a great job of preparing us this week for third downs. And Coach Zimmer, you know, his message was to convert third downs. And I think we were 50% today on third downs. And, you know, chances are when you're converting third downs, you're keeping drives alive. You're going to get points. So that was the emphasis. And offensively, I think we did a great job of just, you know, understanding, you know, the game plan on third downs, understanding what Detroit was going to try to do on third downs and executing.
Teddy, the 3rd and 9 late in the game where you converted, you know, hitting Wallace. Was that how tight a window was that? Because you seemed to really put some zip on that one.
Yeah, it was one of those throws where, you know, you just had to put everything you had behind it. And Mike did a great job of getting separation from the defender and made a tough catch.
Teddy, the first 2 games you've been at that 70% completion mark that you referenced back in training camp. Is that something you're conscious of when you look back at the numbers?
Not at all. You know, I'm out there just playing the game. And if I'm hitting every pass throughout the course of the game, then chances are we're executing well on offense. So it's all about just having overall success as a team, as a unit. And today, I think we did that.
Thanks. Thank you.